we'll discuss a bit about large-mindedness and sanctity. And I better begin by defining the term as we're using it here. It is very close to the reality, our definition. Large-mindedness is the capacity of a person to reflect, to react to, even to get excited about many things in God's universe. I'm afraid, so defined, there are not very many large minds. For example, a large-minded person can get excited about science and philosophy. Not many people fit that category. There are many people who are not interested much in either of them. I don't say that to blame, it's just the way things are. Or a large mind could be excited about engineering and its problems, and biology and art, dance as an art form, and oceanography. We don't have to be expert in all these things. Of course, we can't be expert in all these things. But a large mind has the capacity to be excited about reality. And, very important, a large mind buys the important things about reality, and especially the most important. This is related to sanctity, because saints have very large minds. They don't buy just this ism or that ism or a sport or a field of labor. They buy the whole thing, though they cannot be expert in the whole thing. They are expert in sanctity. I'd like to illustrate this with a passage from Vatican Council II. It's in the Constitution on the Liturgy, number 2. It is of the essence of the Church, not on the periphery, the edges, at the heart of it, that she be both human and divine, visible and yet invisibly endowed, eager to act and yet devoted to contemplation, present in this world and yet not at home in it. Now, it takes a mighty large mind to be like that. There are people who are very present in this world, but they don't have any awareness that they're pilgrims. They don't act this way. It's only this world. But a large mind buys both of those. Let's take that third couplet for a little closer look. Eager to act, and yet devoted to contemplation. There are quite a few people on our planet who are very eager to act, and that is good. I hope I am. Eager to act, zealous, in their pitching, with it, but hardly at all devoted to contemplation. And yet contemplation is the more important of the two. And it takes a very large mind to be eager to work and devoted. Notice, not simply we have time for meditative and contemplative prayer, we're devoted to it. You don't have to push people to do things to which they're devoted. Sanctity requires that we be both of these things, and therefore to have a large mind and to buy them according, buy them, accept them, live them, embrace them, according to their respective worths. And action is very important indeed, but it is really also subject to contemplation, the deep immersion in God.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Dubé for his series, St. John of